USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy is having a fatal effect on migrants trying to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. At least 50 migrants have died in the Panama jungle as they tried to reach the United States. Migrants face brutal conditions as they made attempts to cross the Darien Gap from Colombia. One Haitian migrant said, "Many people died in the jungle. I saw about six people die in front of me in the river." House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke out Tuesday at a new Department of Justice policy intended to crack down on alleged threats of violence against school officials by parents. Quote, "President Biden's latest decision is part of a disturbing trend in the Democrat Party to silence parents. We should encourage family participation in our schools." End quote. The New York Yankees season came to an end 6-2 as the Boston Red Sox win Tuesday night's American League wildcard game. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved, by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
Somewhat similar to Earth.
Yeah, similar.
I think I can pick up something visual. Some news broadcast using a system I think they once called video.
Television was the colloquial term.
Put it on the screen.
William Shatner will make it to space. For reals. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A big announcement from actor William Shatner of Star Trek fame and, of course, so much else. He says he will be going into space soon.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Well, that ship has sort of sailed, but he will be going into space, he says, aboard the Blue Origin New Shepard rocket when it lifts off next on October 12th. And he'll become the oldest person to fly into space at 90 years of age, breaking the record set by aerospace pioneer Wally Funk, who flew aboard the Blue Origin's first flight when he was 82. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
So, as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC Tuesday is sounding the recession alarm if we don't raise the debt ceiling to pay for the government's high level of bills.
And of course, our debt itself, U.S. Treasury securities have long been viewed as the safest asset on the planet that partly accounts for the reserve status of the dollar, and placing that in question by failing to pay any of our bills that come due would really be a catastrophic outcome. It would cause a recession as well.
The national debt is north of $28 trillion. Recent comments by President Biden.
Not only are Republicans refusing to do their job, they're threatening to use the power, their power, to prevent us from doing our job, saving the economy from a catastrophic event. I think, quite frankly, it's hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful.
It should be noted Senator Joe Biden blocked raising the debt ceiling a handful of times. Florida Senator Rick Scott on Newsmax Tuesday.
These are just nice sound bites by the president and by Schumer when they should go do their job. They want to go spend the money by themselves. Republicans won't go along with that. So if they want to do that, then they will raise the debt ceiling by themselves. Now, it's still unfair to the American public, but the Democrats will have responsibility for what they're doing.
Zero Hour is October 18th. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.